a funky beat. We're gonna walk inside and guess what's up. Put the food on my plate and some coke in my cup. Well, Joan Nathan joins us this morning for our food segment. She's the author of the forthcoming book, Quiche, Kugel, and Couscous, In Search of the Food of the Jews of France. And what we're talking about this morning is the challenges for mixed, so-called blended families of Jews and people of other faiths when holiday time comes around. And the question is, which cuisine do we follow and how can we mix the cuisines? Joan, good morning.
Good morning.
What are the challenges of sharing Hanukkah and Christmas on your plate?
Well, for the Jews, if you're religious, there's a problem because the dietary laws. And actually, there's a problem just Jews and Jews, because it depends on where you're from. Holidays, whether you're Jewish or Christian, you want to have your family recipes. And if my family was from Germany and my husband's family was from Poland, they're different recipes. That said, between Jews and Christians, there's the problem of the dietary laws if you follow them. And, and that's a problem with meat, because you can only use the four quarters. You can't mix milk and meat. And chefs, that live and breathe food, they don't want to have these barriers. And then, of course, there's the regionality and taste.
Well, let's take the dietary laws first. How can you honor the kosher dietary laws in a blended faith family and come up with recipes that actually experience the holidays for both?
Well, it's really not, it's not that difficult. You certainly can't have pork if you're Jewish and you observe the dietary laws, or shellfish. But today you could blend them. You can use soy milk instead of regular milk.
Right.
And you can use different cuts. Like in my article in the Times today, this wonderful chef from Boston, Paul O'Connell, wanted to make a veal dish for his family. He always used veal loin. Well, it's from a rib that is not kosher. So he just adjusted the recipe, and everybody was very happy.
There's also...
He's a different cut.
Exactly. And there's also geographic diversity, and you talked sort of among Jews from different places in the world. How does geographic diversity actually improve the options for people celebrating Hanukkah and Christmas?
Well, actually, because of the world that we live in, we have everything. So that's not really a problem today. But let's say that you're a Jewish person from Tunisia. You don't eat latkes. You don't eat potato latkes. And if you are from Lithuania or from the United States, that's what you really like at Hanukkah.
So we've got some curried sweet potato latkes. That's a pretty adventurous version of the more traditional latkes, which I love around holiday time. I'm going to sample these. But first of all, give us an idea of the suggestions in your article in the Times today for people who have this precise problem. Because the stat that you lead off with in the article is that half of American Jews marry outside of the faith.
Well, yeah, there are different statistics, but almost half do, and a lot of them are combined marriages that people will observe the dietary laws or observe Judaism. And actually, Tom Colicchio says in the article that it's fun. He has a latke bar every year, and he said it's family and it's fun, and that's, I think, one of the real draws of these mixed marriages, because you can celebrate all the holidays. And children love them. And I personally like all these mixed latkes, like mixed marriages. The one that you're tasting, the sweet potato curry, is absolutely delicious.
It's got a nice kick to it.
Yeah, and you can have grated latkes. You can have potato pancakes that are where you use cooked potatoes the way that Wolfgang Puck does, and then add a little bit of onion to it for a kick. You can have the beet celeriac or celery root and potato latkes that Paul O'Connell has, which is one that I particularly like. And what's been interesting to me is the difference is that the people that have traditional latkes like them thick. Mm-hmm. And the chefs like them thin and crisp. And that's really the rub.
Well, you've got red flannel potato latkes in this article. You've also got a recipe for apple cider donuts.
I don't think it's flannel.
Everyone
I think it's fennel.
Red. It's
no, it red, isn't. It's red flannel.
No, it's flannel. Red flannel. Explain red flannel before we go.
Well, it's just red flannel is with beets, and it's just a dish that you have regularly. Red flannel would mean beets and potatoes,
right.
And he thought, oh, good, well, let's make that into latkes, because he's Irish. But his girlfriend's family doesn't really like those. They like thick potato latkes, so he makes them at home.
Yeah.
But
well,
what I love is the humor that everybody seems to have over the foods and the differences and the, you know, like this Todd Gray had to go with his father-in-law to New York to learn about Jewish food from the delis because he lived in Virginia and what did he know about Jewish food?
But the point
is he knew about food.
Exactly. And the pilgrimages here to New York begin around the holiday time. Joan Nathan, author of the forthcoming book Quiche, Kugel, and Couscous in Search of the Food of the Jews of France, has a piece in the New York Times all about blended families, Jewish and non-Jewish, sharing the holidays together. Thanks, Joan.
Thank you.
You can get that recipe on our website, by the way, at thetakeaway.org. I'm Celeste Headley.
Latkes. I'm John Huckleberry. This is The Takeaway.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing. Or
politics.
Country music.
Hockey.
Sex. Of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.